It's doomsday and $60 billion wiped off the Australian share market yesterday. We need to get an expert on to explain. What does this mean?
Ross, we need you to calm the farm. I need you to relax my freckle because they're saying there's 1 in 3 chances that America's going into recession, that old adage, when America sneezes, we catch a cold. Is this going to be another 2008 GFC?
1 in 3, that's not a bad chance, though, is it, Bridge? For goodness sakes, you can toss a coin, it's only a 1 in 2 chance. I mean, 1 in 3 is pretty good. Okay. 2 in 3 chance it won't.
That's true.
I mean, here's the interesting thing. You've got to work it out that way. But look, here's the thing. Okay, what happened was a key signal yesterday basically meant that it was the last signal and has been the most consistent signal of an economic downturn or a recession in the States. And that's what's called, and I'll get technical for a moment, an inverse yield curve. Basically what it means is that short-term interest rates go higher than long-term interest rates. It means that people are frightened effectively and they put their money into the safest place they know, and that is long-term US government bonds, because they know the government guarantees that they'll pay you back the money. Mm. So what happens when that signal came up? The last time it came up was just before the global financial crisis. This is the reason why effectively the markets yesterday wet their pants, not just in America, but right around the world. It calmed down a bit overnight.
Right.
All right. But the whole point about this is it's now a situation where you've got to make a few plans. You know, number one, if you're at home, keep your job, right? Now, there are lots of jobs in Australia right now that people can't get pay rises. So the fact of the matter is the most important thing in any economic downturn is hang on to your job.
Okay.
Number two, just try and make certain your debts are as under control as they possibly can be. But the other point also is understand Australia is not America. We are probably in reasonable shape. Families are not in great shape, but the overall economy is in pretty good shape. So if really, you know, what hit the fan, it'd be a situation whereby the government probably could step in, hand out more tax cuts or stimulus to try and at least get a bit of money flowing through the economy as well.
Well, what do you recommend, Ross? Because, you know, a lot of the speculation is that most people couldn't even last 3 weeks if they did lose their job. So you're saying keep your job. But who should be the most frightened or, about this?
Yeah, I'd say the people who are really probably got to be conscious of this right now, people working in construction, because home building across the country is falling significantly. And as a result of that, the construction jobs are really starting to go. People who are in all those materials that supply construction, they're also got some troubles. We know retail is really struggling around Australia, probably already in recession. And so many people have got retail jobs. You know, they're also struggling to hang on, especially in some of the bigger stores where online shopping has obviously overtaken them. The things that are booming at the moment, warehouses, jobs in warehouses are going gangbusters because, of course, they're replacing a lot of the retail jobs. Mm. So, you know, again, it's a case, just hang on as best as you can. If you need to get a second or third job just to keep the income going, that clearly is what many Australian families are doing right now.
Yes, do you hear that, retail? I was in a big place recently. I'm not going to say where. I had that pretty woman incident where I wasn't served because of the way I looked and I had money to spend. Anyway, moving on.
Yeah.
They're saying, no, Ross, that we shouldn't be looking at America. It's if China goes into recession, well, that's the death rattle for Australia, that we should be looking towards China. Is that the go?
Look at trade war. Donald Trump, Xi Jinping, the president of China, that's what this is all about, because the trade war means that China's economic growth is slowing down. If China's economic growth slows down, one of two things happens. Either China borrows more money itself and throws more money at its economy, which is what happened in the last global financial crisis.
Yep.
Australia, our miners, all that sort of stuff, it's off to the races for them. Good times for us. Or the other thing happens, they slow down. As a result, they buy less stuff from us. Not such a good time for us. But the sense is that Australia is brilliantly poised. We've got a free trade agreement with America, free trade agreement with China. And until the two of them crack onto the fact that we're actually playing both of them off against each other, we're at a pretty good spot here.
Aussie,
in
Aussie, Aussie, Aussie!
Oi, oi, oi! All right, and to help you keep your job, Ross Greenwood from Channel 9, the best financial expert Channel 9 has ever had. You're the best, Ross. We love you, and so does Channel 9.
Well, that might be